Perek Yud Beis of Sefer Yirmiyahu starts off with Yirmiyahu declaring his difficulty with understanding the events of Tzadik V'Ralo, Rasha V'Tovlo. The question is there an answer to this question in this Perek? But we will see as we go along. So the Pasuk starts off, though. Perek starts off, Tzadik Ato Hashem Ki Ariv Elecha. Hashem, you are righteous, ki ariv elecha, though I am about to argue and question, because I am confused, but that is not undermining anything in his belief. Ach mishpatim adaber osach, but I'm going to talk to you. Madua derech rishaim salecha, shalu kol bogdi bogit. Why is the derech of the rishaim of the wicked smooth? Shalu, and the shalva, all of those who act in a treasonous way. So this might be in general that Yirmiyahu is saying this. Rashi says it's about Nebuchadnezzar, it's about the Anshe Anatot, right? How exactly are they succeeding? The Malbim emphasizes he's not so bothered by the Tzadik V'Ralo. It's more that he's bothered by the Rasha V'Tovlo. Derech Shem Salech, you want to say not everybody's a Tzadik, even though we think they're Tzadikim? Okay. But the other part, Shal Shelo Shal Tzadik V'Ralo Yeshuva, Mi Yodea Shehu Tzadik Be'emes, U'mi Yodea Masa Kala Mutal Alav, Ki Avod El Hashem Ein Lo Shir. But the other side, Rasha V'Tovlo, Shal Shelas Rasha V'Tovlo, Ein Lo Chashum Tshuva, Shalo HaRasha Rishaso Glui, everybody knows. V'yim Tomar Kedasa Mishivin Sheshavas Risham Ein O Shalva Pnimis, Ki Libo Male Pachad, you want to see he's only external, but internal, they're scared, they're anxious. It's not true. Shalu Kobog Debugim, they have Shalva, they have serenity. So says the Malbim, that's the question that is being asked. And again, this is the age-old question that Moshe Rabbeinu already asked, Yirmiyahu Hanavi is asking, and that is, as we know, the entire Sefer Iyov is about this. This is what is also mentioned in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah tells us in the fourth Perek, Ein Biyadeinu, we do not have in our hands, Lo Rabbi Yanai says, Ein biyadeinu lo mishalvas harishaim v'af lo miyisurei tzadikim. We don't understand from the shalva of the rishaim and the yisurei of the tzadikim. And this is what the Ramban talks about in his Hakdama to Iyov. The Ramban says, Davar machiv halavavos umadiv hamachshavos. Mimenu levado nimshichu rabim becholadaros lekfira gemura. This problem has led to many people to go off of the path of emuna. Vehu heiraos baola mishpat muukal. It seems so crooked. Ki yomru maduach derech ploni ploni tzalecha. Veloma ploni ploni sheyiru tzadikim avdu. Zui shoresh hameri vahameri becholamordim mikol uma umikol lashon. So this is something that has troubled the greats, and as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu did not get an answer, really, according to what we seem to paskin. But in all the times that all of these are said, there's a statement of emuna. Then there's a statement of questioning, as Rabbi Lau puts this all together in the Yachal Yisrael commentary on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Yirmiyahu starts off this parak with Tzadik Ato Hashem. Right, first make the statement, and afterwards I could say, okay, I'm going to question, but not because I am a harher, but because I just want to see if I could understand as much as I can. Yirmiyahu Navi Kemoshe Rabbeinu Lefanav, Eino Nigash Ladun Bin Nosei Kemaharher Achar Midosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that he's being maharer after the midos of Hashem. That's not what he's interested in doing. Ela kimin nasel hasigis omek adin hanaviim itchaku achar midosav shel hakadosh baruch hu mishum sheratzu lafik mehan lekach maasi v'lo mibnei. They wanted to learn lessons. What could they do? As the Chassidish Rebbe says, not lama azavtani keli keli, but lama azavtani. For what? And that's what Rabbi Lau points out from the Bali Musar. That's what we say at the end of davening. We say Enkel Okeinu. First we say Enkel Okeinu, and then we say Mikel Okeinu. We can ask questions once we have the basis of Enkel Okeinu. But the ultimate answer, again, there's really no answer, but the ultimate answer, at least that we can take with us, is that it's beyond us and it's impossible for us to be able to fathom any of this. Right? But the what, the Yirmiyahu and Iyov and Moshe, they all were able to recognize was that once we understand the pe'er and the difference between Kaddish Baruch Hu's das and ours, so that's the answer. The answer is that we can't understand it. Heim amdu al amercha karav shekayim beinayim lebein bori olam. Rabbi Lau continues. Bein kotzer daitam kibruim lebein das elyon. Al kenaya baru lohem. Ki gamim lo yasigu tshuva lakach hadavar rak mochiach alaf susa mesulo. Even if they couldn't get an answer, it's not because there is no answer. It's because they can't fathom the answer because of the great distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. And there are various other approaches given. We don't really know what Tzadik and Rasha is. We don't know what Rav and Tov is. We don't know what Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, all different, but this is all the major question that Yirmiyahu HaNavi asks here. Again, starting off the parak with Tzadik Ata, but then he says, right, Maduach Derech Rishon Salecha Shaloko Bogdi Bogdi. Nitatam, we continue. Gam Sharashu. The Rishayim not only are just here a little bit, they've planted, they have roots. Yelchu Gamasu Peri. Karavata Befihem, Barachok Mikil Yoseyem. They might give you lip service, but they are far distant, Mikil Yoseyem, from their insides. But they're planted here. V'yata Hashem, Yedatani, Hashem, you have known me. Tir'eni, Uvachanta Libi Itach, you have tested my soul, tested my heart. And he continues, Hatikem Kitzon Letivcha, V'hakti Shem Liyom Arega. What did this line mean? Seems to be a tefillah of Yirmiyahu. Eventually take them to the day that they'll be slaughtered, the day that they will get vengeance will be taken, the mishpah will be taken, right? Continuing the claim of, I see the rush of a tovlo, but Hashem, please bring the day soon that we will see mishpat. The Malbim notes on the Lashon, Yidatani Tir'eni. Yidatani is past, you have known me. Tir'eni, you know, future, you know what I will do, says the Malbim. Maybe these two words are alluding to the two deos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two das, Hashem knows before I do anything, and he knows after I did it, right? One of the more philosophical questions. Mitzad, says the Malbim right here. Mitzad, yadiyah hakaduma, sheyodiyah meireshah, says Kala Asid. Yadiyah, bilti nitles bizman, ubimakom. Right, the Rambam's issue that he brings up in Hilchos Shuvah, that the Ravid is very upset about. That Hashem knows before, even though we still have Bechira Chavshis. V'yim kol ze adam chavshi b'maisav. Ad shemitzad ha-chavshis hazeh, tar'eini ata u'bachata libiotcha. That's the double, yedatani tar'eini. You know before, and you know after. Right, that again in the Parakeh of Hilchos Shuvah, the Rambam brings this up. And the Ravid doesn't think he gives an answer. He says, don't bring up a question if you can't really answer it. It's just going to lead to problems. But the Rambam seems to give an answer. The Rambam says, how is it possible to know before and to still have Bechira Chavshis? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam says, has das that we can understand. Right? His das is not external from him, that he could gain das and lose das. It is him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu eni yodea b'deya shi chutz mimenu, kibnei adam, shehein v'daitam shnayim, elohu yisparach shmo v'daito echad, v'ein daito shalato. Hashem created time. Hashem's outside of time. We can't even ask the question of, he knows before. How can he know before? It's those before and after for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that is alluded to in this pasuk, according to the Malbim. The next pasuk Dalet, is a machlokes here in the Rishonim, whether this is still part of the question of Yirmiyahu, what's going on, or this is already the beginning of the answer. Rashi says at least the first half of the pasuk is a continuation of the question. Why is everything dried out? Why is there such terrible things going on? Others say, no, this is part of the answer. You know what's happening for the land and the field? Meiros Yoshveba. It's from the wickedness of those who live here. Safsa behemos va'of. The animals and the birds have ceased. Ki amru lo yiras achriseinu. Right? Because they say they're not worried about anything. Right? And therefore all of these curses have come to fruition because people don't believe in Scharva Onish. Ki es raglayim ratztava yalucha, because the eitzisacha re esasusim. Right, you have tried to run. The Gemara darshins these psukim, as we'll talk about in a second. You tried to run with against men, and you lost. And you expect to run with horses? What's the mashal? What is the answer? Ube'eretz shalom atabotayach. Ve'ichtase begon hayarden. You try to have peace on earth, but you can't, and you want to try to have peace in the Yarden, in the more dangerous circles, says the Radak. Hashem is saying to Yirmiyahu, you know what the answer is? You've had trouble with people. You didn't even know that they were trying to assassinate you and put poison in your drink, as we saw in the last parak. And I had to tell you that. You're trying to figure out the ways of God? You can't figure out the ways of man. How could you figure out the ways of God? So it's a mashal. Ata ichter tzeladas daiti v'sodosai. Banagas olam baslachas arashoyim. V'das asidikim ba'olam azeh. Right? People don't even see what's behind their back. You expect to see what's in the heavens? Kigam, continuing pasuk vav, All the people amongst you, Yirmiyahu, they've treasoned against you. They've called you Malay. What's Malay? The Radak quotes Rav Haigon, that's Lashon Sagi Nohar. Malay here means empty. They've called you, they've said nothing. Al tamein bam. Don't trust them. Ki yadabri alecha tovos. They say it's all going to be good, but it's not. On this pasuk of relating to the Tzadik Varalo, so the Gemara Darshan Zemesecha Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadivav, that Nebuchadnezzar was rewarded for four steps, maybe three steps, different girsos that he took, and the Gemara Darshan's it based on this pasuk. Says the Gemara, Nebuchadnezzar was the scribe of the previous king. And one time he was away from his desk for a little bit, and they sent a letter. The scribe was, assistant scribe was there, and they sent a letter to Chizkiyahu, because it happened to be the sun went out, and came out early that day, so the king was amazed. They sent a letter to Chizkiyahu, Ika gavra ki hai velo beina l'shtrei l'shlama, right, so the king says that there's such an amazing king amongst the Jews, right? The king, Merodach Baladan ben Baladan. I'm not going to give him shalom. Write a letter. Say shalom aleichem. And in the letter it said, shalom Chizkiyahu HaMelech, shalom the city of Yerushalayim, shalom to the great God, etc., etc. Nebuchadnezzar comes back and says, you wrote the letter and you wrote God third and not first. So he starts running after to rewrite the letter to give God, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu credit. Rod Basrei, kid Rod Arba Psius, or maybe some have the gears of three psios. Gavriel came and stopped him, and Rabbi Yochanan said, El Moliba Gavriel Vehemidu Lohaya Takan al Sunam Shah Yisrael. Those three steps he was Zochet to destroy the base of English because of those three steps that he did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and that is discussed here on this pasuk. Ezra Glayim Ratzta Vayalucha. Right, you've run with after the runners Vayalucha, and they've tired you out. That's a reference to this story in the Gemara here, Sanhedrin Tzadivav. The Magen Avraham even quotes the Poskim quoted that maybe the Nebuchadnezzar was Zochet to destroy the Beis Hamikdash because of the three steps that he took. So we take three steps back, and then we say Sheibana Beis Hamikdash Meherav Yameinu. Right, for our three steps, we daven that the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, unlike, in contrast to those three steps. Azavti, we continue Pasuk Zion. Hashem says, Azavti is Beisi, Natashi is Nachlasi, I've left my house, my Nachla, Nasati is Yedidus Nafshi, right, Yedid Nefesh, Bekaf Oyveh, I've given it to the enemies. The Rinas Yitzchak points out that the Beis HaMikdash was only allowed to be destroyed once the Shechina left. If Hashem would have been there, the enemies wouldn't have had power. That's this Pasuk. Azavti is Beisi, I've left my house, Natashi is Nachlasi, and only after that, now, Nasati, Yedidus Nafshi, Bekaf Oyveh, now the enemies have power. Only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already left. Like the Gemara says, that Nebuzradan was so excited when he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, you destroyed a broken house. Right? It's empty already. Hoysali Nachla Sika Aryeh Bayar. My Nachla was like a lion in the forest. Nasna, what does that mean? Like a lion in the forest. The Malbim gives a mashal nifla. The Malbim says, it's like, let's say somebody takes a lion and tries to domesticate it, and tries to tame the lion. Fine, it would work, until you go back to the forest. Once you go back to the forest, so then it's just going to do whatever it always did. Kamisha Gadol Chayos Midbarios Laso, somebody Tarbus. Vailo Ari Ben Tarbus. Jemisham Shashaya Imo. Avakasher Avar Imo Derachayar Nizkras Mamado Hamokam Apraiv and Asan Bakolo Aladono. That's what happened. Right? Hashem took us, but all of a sudden we get back and now we're acting like we did in Mitzrayim. We're acting like that natural, wild state that we were in. Ani Asita Bnei Tarbus Ubali Dat Ubavon Biyar Hainu Beno Umos Shovu El Tilva Makodem Venastu Kulam Al Hashem. Right? And they just act like wild people not subject to the Torah. Nosna Alai Bakola Al Kainsanitia. They've called me with their voice. That's why I hate it. What voice? The Radak says, it's the people who are oppressed, or the Ovdi Avodah Zarah. They call out. That's why Hashem says, I hate them. The Gemara Darsh, the Medrash, in Bamidbar Rabbah says, this is maybe the call referring to the call of Bnei Yisrael, the day that the Miraglim came back. The Sefer Yikarim quotes this in terms of discussing Tefillah. Now, we're not supposed to scream in tefillah. The louder doesn't mean the better. In Maimer Ravi, Parachaf Gimli talks about things, strategies for tefillah. You have to be mesaderit, you have to know, you have to have kavana. And he says, Shlishi, shehe kol namuch umore al hahachna'a. a low voice, which is like you're in front of somebody who's very honorable and you want to give kavod to. You don't scream. Ka'adam ha-meschanin lefnei Adonav. Kamamar ha-meshorer. Shema Elokim koli besichi. Shema kol tachrunai. V'lo yihyeh. Mimi shenemer alav nasna alai b'kol al-kein sinesia. Post the pasuk in that context. But we continue now. The Pesukim describe the desolation. Pasuk Yud Aleph, let's go to. Sama l'shmama, avla alai shemema, nashama kal aretz. The whole land is desolate. Ki ein yisam alev. Nobody's focusing on what they should be doing. The plunderers come in. Al kol shvayim b'midbar b'osho didim. Ki cherev l'shem ochla, mitzeres akzeres. There's a sword from one side of the land to the other side of the land. Zaru chitim v'kotzim katzaru. They plant seeds for wheat, and what comes out? Thorns come out. Rashi says, their tefillos are not answered, because tefillos are only answered based on someone who is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if somebody's not connected, it's just piv uva vachutz, right? Just lip service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then that is not going to be a tefillah that Hashem is going to accept. Nechlu lo yo'ilu, they get sick without any cure. Uboshu mitvu oseichem mecharon af Hashem. And they are embarrassed. And they bring embarrassment upon themselves based on their actions. Ko amar Hashem. So Hashem says, al kol shcheinai haroim. Now Hashem, as we know, Yirmiyahu is turning to other nations as well, not just Am Yisrael, as we did at the end of the previous parak as well. All the evil neighbors, Hanogim b'nachal asher and chalti es Am Yisrael. You think B'nai Yisrael are the only ones that are going to get it? All of you neighbors that also, the Shechini Aron, the Gemara says Ammon and Moab. Rashi here says Mitzrayim, Ammon, Moab, Tsar, Sidon. All of the enemies of the Jews that think that they're just being the tools of God, like we had back in Sefer Yeshayahu, Sancherev and Paro and Nebuchadnezzar, they all think they're just being the tools of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They went way beyond, and they're going to be held accountable. Hinnini nocha me'alan masam v'espes Yehuda etosh mitocham. Right? The other nations are going to be thrown out, and Beis Yehuda I will remove from amongst them. Acharei nachiyosam ashuv v'richamtim. Eventually, I'm going to have Rachmanis. Vashivosim ishla nachlasav ishla artso. This could be referred to the Jews, but also could be referred to the other nations. Once the wicked part of the other nations are sent out, so then the other nations are going to be able to settle where they were from. The Gemara in Brachas, Tavches, Darshins on this pasuk of Shechene Haroim, who are bad neighbors. If somebody has a shul in his neighborhood and does not go to the shul, that is a bad neighbor. Says the Rish Lakish. Amar Rish Lakish, Chesam and Aleph. Call me Shiesh Lo Beis Knesses Be'iro. Veino Nichnas Sham Lehis Palel, Nikra Shachin Ra. He is called an evil neighbor. Shene Amar. Go Amar Shem, Akosh Shchini Haroim, Hanogim Benachla. Vechulu, El Velo Oda, La Shagorim, Galus Lo Lebanav. Not only that, but it causes Galus to him and to his children, Vechulu. It's quoted in the Divrei Harav. Rev Salvechik was once in his shul in Boston, in Boston, he once went to a symphony, and he saw in the symphony all the different instruments and the concert, and he saw that the Menagin Bekinor, the harp player, was working very hard and going back and forth, and he saw someone else with maybe a triangle of Meltzaltayim. He just, every 10 minutes, he gives one bang. Three bangs the whole show. And he's wondering, this guy works so hard, and this guy works not so hard. And when this or etzlo suffik im shneim mistakrim b'shavet, they get paid the same. This guy works so hard with his harp, and this guy banged three times. So he went over to him, one of them afterwards, and said, "What do you think? Do you get paid the same amount as so and so?" He says, "Of course I get paid. Of course I get paid. What do you mean? What do you mean?" He says, "My three. That's also part of the symphony." Shevade kulam mistakrim b'shavet. Shebeli gimel akos elu. Without those three akos, call a concert, or you know, fall upon him, and chotzer tam. Ki ha'ikar b'kantar u'trichim she'kol ha'kolos yizmazgo ha'gogi. All the kolos have to come together. Said Rav Salvechik, when he heard that, that's when he got shot at this Gemara. He asked in this Gemara, why is it called a shachin ra? Should be a Russia. So he doesn't come to shul, he's a Russia. What do you mean a shachin ra? The answer is no, because when it comes to tefillah, every Jew's tefillah counts. And every Jew's tefillah coming together, that makes up the tzibur. As has been pointed out, the word tzibur, tzadikim beinonim bereshayim, right? Tzibur, all together. And if we're missing one tefillah, so then, there's a lack. So it's a shachin, it's a shachin ra. You should be coming to shul, but it's a shachin ra, as we know, all the different voices, that's in tefillah. Right? We have the similar idea to Torah. That's what Rav Salvechik just said regarding tefillah, all the different voices. But we know in Torah also, Torah is called a shira. The Torah Tamima, in his commentary, Baruch Sha'amar on the Siddur, discusses this when we say, Talmid HaChacham Amar B'Shalom Bonam, Talmid HaChacham Amar B'Shalom, Shalom. So he quotes in the footnote there, even though we have all these machlokos, Asur, Mutter, Tameh, Tahar, all of these, but still, all together, it makes the Shira of Torah. And he says the same exact mashal, to a makela shel menagnim u'misharim. Some play high, some play low, some play soft, some play fast. Everything together, it seems like contradictory sounds, but it's not. Because all together, they come and they're able to make the beautiful symphony of the music that comes out as the product. So you have the symphony of Torah, we have the symphony of Tefillah, and that's why you have the Shecheni Haram. Somebody doesn't come to shul to join, that is a Shachin Ra, because we're missing an element, a sound of the Tefillah. And it says at the end that the nations, now back to the end of the parak, the nations, after they are, the wicked ones are uprooted, they'll be, as we said, returned to their spot, and some of them will even be v'nivnu betoch ami, pasuk design, they will be built within my nation. Maybe that means they'll become gerim, maybe that means they'll just be part, right? Beis tefillah yikarei l'chol ha'amim, v'im lo yishmo, if they're not ready to listen, then they'll leave again. So again, all of these prakim talk about what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, other nations are going to get it too, and ultimately, tzaddik v'tovlo, rasha v'ralo, that's what we believe, even though we might not see it, but we believe it, b'chol libeinu, with all of our heart. Okay, we'll stop here.